Okay, I was cut off, so this is part three about bit crystals. So to continue what I was saying is our model is a little bit like Google. So Google, for example, reference many websites, many content online. So on Google you can find anything. Google search, I mean. And so all this content is listed for free, so it's a free service. But when you have a website and there is a lot of content, so you pay in order to get the top spot, in order to be discovered. So what we're doing is a bit the same. So we're allowing everyone to produce content on chain very easily, to understand the link between the assets and the tokens. And when we start to monetize on that, we're gonna promote content or offer the ability for people to promote their content by using paying in bit crystals. So the price, a little bit like the bid, the demand, will depend on how many people and how much content they want to promote. So the monetization point comes from there in order to promote. There's other thing where we want to use BitCrystal is self-promotion as a user. So user, they will have more and more collectible collection art value, and they'll be able to buy or I will say promote their own profile or their own token, or to have a specific very nice background or avatar or thing when people browse into wallets. So these are the thing, for example, we want to sell for a BitCrystal. So to power up basically what we're providing, the tools we're providing, from wallets to Block Explorer. So with BitCrystal you'll be able to power up. And again, the BitCrystal you use, whether they're on Counterparty, on or Ethereum or Tron or your favorite blockchain, doesn't matter. As long as you hold, for example, more than 100 BitCrystal, you have a very nice pimped wallet background, for example, or avatar. And this is a very important point because it's core and strategic. Making the distinction between the token itself and the asset it represents. And this is all along our product, and we wanted to have it all along BitCrystal as a part of our product as well. So the thing that you can do on BitCrystal is the asset, basically what you hold, and then the chain or the contract, the smart contract that holds it, could be on different chain or side chain or technology. So when you hold 100 BitCrystal, you could hold 50 on Counterparty, 25 on Matic Network, and 25 on Ethereum main chain. It doesn't matter, you still hold 100 BitCrystal. So this is the thing that we are planning and we want for BitCrystal. So BitCrystal started for Spells of Genesis as a way to pre-sale the game, to represent the game assets, and now it's more core strategy on everything we're doing because there is a high potential on blockchain asset tokenization. Again, when we started, we were alone. Now there is lots and lots of different assets, and they're going to be more. And we want to be there with the right tools to provide for this growing market that will grow very soon. And BitCrystal in there will be a tool or helper to get yourself more visibility, to promote, or every way we monetize our activity in the future will be tied in a way or another with BitCrystals.